بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب إعانة الرفيق. في الباب أحاديث كثيرة تقدمت كحديث والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه، وحديث كل معروف صدقة وأشباههما. Continuing with the general theme of the Islamic etiquette and sunnah, mustahabbat, etc. pertaining to traveling, whether one's journey is in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or like in many instances for jihad in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or one's journey could be for some business purposes or sometimes even a vacation. The various guidelines that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us. This is a subheading which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought. The heading is given Babu I'anatir Rafiq. This is something that is very, very interesting and extremely emphasized and important in our Shariat. We find that many of us are naturally very concerned about our physical health. Very often you meet somebody, I'm going for a procedure. Why are you going for the procedure? Because my doctor or my physician or whoever I take advice from suspects that possibly I may have this impediment or this problem. Now, it's not even established. You don't even know if you've got that problem. Yet many instances you hear somebody is going to a doctor, is going for a procedure, is going to go under anesthetic, is going to go into the theater just in trying to establish if he has a particular problem. This, and when we hear such a thing, we don't even give it a second thought. We've taken it for granted. In other words, this is the level of concern that we have for our physical health. We are always afraid of physical illnesses, physical ailments. Many people take multivitamins, multinutrients, every morning 5, 6, 7, 8 tablets. Why are you taking? To avoid a certain problem. So this is generally our attitude towards physical ailments. What we have to understand is that as a Muslim, the mizaj and temperament of Islam is that whatever physical ailment you have, on the one hand, it's not something that we look for. But if you have a physical ailment, it's in fact a means of forgiveness of sins. It's mafhum of riwayat, ulama tell us, one day of headache, 1 year's sins Allah forgives. One day of fever, 1 year's sins Allah forgives. Yet, we are so afraid of physical sickness, physical ailment, etc. More dangerous than physical ailment is what we call ruhani bimari, spiritual ailment, spiritual debilities, spiritual impediments, spiritual sicknesses. Here, unfortunately, majority of us have a lackadaisical attitude. We can't even be worried about that. Yet, physical ailment, even if you have an incurable disease, when you die, it's going to come to an end. If there's a physical bimari, if there's a ruhani bimari, ruhani sickness, that, if you don't make tawbah, if you don't address it, will not just be till death. It will affect your condition in the qabr also. This is what Iman, Quran teaches us. The hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us. This will affect you in akhirat also. We find warnings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If a man has pride, Allah will reduce his body to the size smaller than ants, and he will be thrown into such a section of Jahannam, a'adhanallahu minha, Allah protect us from it, that the rest of Jahannam seeks protection from that section of Jahannam. What is behind it? Pride. Like that greed, like that selfishness, like that jealousy. These are what we call ruhani, spiritual ailments, spiritual maladies. I'm reiterating what I was saying in my introduction, that unfortunately, when it comes to these bimaris, when it comes to these sicknesses, these ailments, many of us are not even concerned. Forget about trying to even establish if we have the sickness and what we should be doing about it, how to address it, how to undo it. Yet, the harms, the impediments of this go even beyond the grave. The reason I mention this is that we have been given one very, very powerful tool. In fact, this is something that is absolutely imperative. With this tool which Allah has given us, which we learn from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many, many what we call ruhani bimariya, spiritual illnesses are addressed. And this is such an important aspect that we find, if you look at our work of Dawat and Tabligh also, elders tell us, they say that there are four foundational pillars of this work. Without it, the work is not there. What is the foundational pillars? Dawat, giving dawat, speaking of Allah's greatness, ta'aleem, ta'allum, learning and teaching, ibadat and zikr, the worship of Allah Ta'ala, zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the fourth, very, very important, in fact, foundational pillar of our work is khidmat, being a source of service and benefit to others. Now, if you analyze this quality or this jazba of khidmat, serving others, we find that this is something, the only time you're going to have this kind of jazba and zeal in you is if you are pure and free of certain very, very harmful spiritual illnesses. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi. He said that your iman can never be complete. You will never be a true believer until you don't love for someone else, for your brother, what you love for yourself. Desire for others what you desire for yourself. Desire for others what you desire for yourself. Till that time, iman is not complete. Another example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, بِحَسْبِ مِّهِمْ مِّنَ الشَّرْ أَنْ يَحْقِرَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمِ. He said, it is sufficient as a testimony of evil that you look down upon your Muslim brother. If you are looking down upon someone, if you consider yourself to be superior to someone else, it is impossible that you will desire for him what you desire for yourself. The only way you are going to desire for others what you desire for yourself is if you don't think you are superior to others. If you are not looking down upon others. If you have love for others in your heart. The point we are making, my respected brothers, is that if you look at the number of spiritual maladies that are associated with this quality of khidmat, desiring good for others, being a source of benefit to others. This is only possible if you are free of pride, if you are free of jealousy, if you are free of envy, if you are free of looking down upon others. Now all these spiritual, what we call bimari and sicknesses, each one of them is so dangerous. Obviously we don't have time to go into detail, but such warnings Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us of the harms of all this. And like I said, we were given one very, very important, very, very powerful tool and medium by which we can address all these spiritual sicknesses. And that is khidmat, being a source of service to others. You have to break your pride. You'll have to consider somebody to be superior than yourself. You'll have to desire good for that person before you will serve that person. So in order to make khidmat, in order to serve, we can see how many of these spiritual bimari and sicknesses are being addressed. We are actually making ilaj, like how you get a headache and you take an aspirin or a dispirin or panado, or you have some other physical ailment, you take a certain tablet for it. Person is diabetic, he takes an insulin injection, and expect something to happen in exactly the same way. If your heart is full of pride, if you are by nature greedy, if by nature you are selfish, if by nature you are looking down upon people, all these spiritual maladies, when you break that pride down and you serve someone, humble yourself in front of someone, this is a means by which all these gradually one is cleansed and one addresses these sicknesses that are there, which are dangerous to the point that it will affect us even beyond the qabr. Generally, ulama classify it like this. They say there are two categories of people. In the context of what we are currently discussing, let's say you are about to go on a journey somewhere. You're not going alone, you're going in a group. Now, there's two mizaj and temperaments. What is one mizaj and temperament? What they say, khidmat lene ke jazba. That I'm going to work out and figure out how everyone else in this group is going to serve me. Going to see to my needs. This is what we call khidmat lene ke jazba. They say, isse bughz aur adawat phailte hai. They say, naturally, if somebody's temperament is always looking for people to do things for him, they say, naturally, this creates hatred. This creates a feeling that people want to stay away from you. Then they say the other mizaj is khidmat dene ke jazba, is the mizaj and temperament where you want to serve others rather than being served. You want to be a source of benefit to others rather than looking for them benefiting you. They say naturally isse muhabbat phailta. Anybody who is serving you, naturally, Allah has designed us like that, that you will automatically like that person. It creates muhabbat. It attracts the heart towards someone who is always serving. So the point, we're already running out of time, the heading Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought, is that when you are going on a journey, not only journey, other times also, but now we are discussing journey, when you are going on a journey, i'anatul rafiq, how you can become a source of benefit and help and service to those that are with you traveling. You're going in the path of Allah Ta'ala also, part of the hidayat that is given to us before we go out in the path of Allah. Go out with the jazba of making khidmat rather than others making your khidmat. In that, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah says, fil bab ahadithun kathira. In this chapter, there are many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Taqaddamat, many of them have already passed. And then he gives a few examples. One example, beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahu fi auni al-abd ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. Allah will be in the service of his slave. Allah will constantly be helping his slave as long as his slave is helping someone else. Wallahu fi auni, as long as you are helping somebody, you are making somebody's khidmat, you are serving somebody, you are assisting somebody, whether on a journey, whether at home, whether in business, whether in your day-to-day life, this is sunnatullah, Allah's sunnat. This is Allah's sunnat. Allah will always be serving and helping you. Allah's madad, Allah's help will always be with you as long as you are serving someone else. Allah give us tawfiq.